The Lord bless and keep you, precious family. And I want to take a moment to thank you for your kind support of our channel and the Refuge. We are learning so many things each day from one another and are blessed with the most loving and supportive people imaginable. Many are moving forward with their ministries, and the young man who left everything to be here the very day his university courses began is now making vows in the community and beginning his own ministry. A beautiful, beautiful blossoming. We are thrilled with what the Lord is doing here, and you are all such a part of this. Thank you. I want to share a dream Ezekiel had. First, I would like to say that the warning of fireballs from heaven was just the very beginning of the event as we enter a debris cloud that our solar system is passing through. Astronomers are still trying to calculate the effects this cloud will have on Earth by observing the very early stages. It has been said that the heavier manifestation will be in 30 to 60 days from now. So that would be, I think, June and July. Gauging from the few fireballs that have landed so far, it is a bit more hopeful than was first projected. But what is coming beyond that initial time is quite immense, and we still don't know what kind of effect it will have. But Ezekiel had a Holy Spirit dream about this very thing. He found himself down the mountain and in Taos, looking for souls to minister to. They were lined up outside a clinic at the south end of town, and there were people everywhere out on the street. Most seemed very disoriented and confused, wandering like there was no place for them to go. It seemed that there was an unusual amount of street people walking around, waiting in line for the clinic. And some of us from the Refuge were passing out food and taking supplies to different parts of town to help. Ezekiel visited the fire station and asked if he could be of any help, and they readily accepted him, handing him a fireman's jacket and boots, which he felt totally uncomfortable in. They got in the fire truck headed for the north end of Taos, and Ezekiel was riding with them. He was struck by the condition of the roads, which were almost impassable, and the groups of wandering souls not understanding what was going on. It was obvious from the scene before him that these fireballs had come in a great shower and torn up the roads, burned down houses, and caused a general state of havoc. Taos was not the same at all. He knew he had to get off the fire truck and down with the people who needed ministry so badly, and so they stopped and dropped him off. While people waited in line at the clinic on two different occasions, a victim that had died of COVID was being wheeled out to an ambulance. The whole scene was one of despair and confusion. Ezekiel spent much time with different people on the street that were just so lost and not understanding what was going on. Yet he was able to bring comfort to many of the people who didn't have a clue as to what God was doing or why he was allowing all this. And that's the end of the dream. Dear ones, if we're going to have a revival before the Lord removes us in the rapture, comfort zones have got to be destroyed, so that people will be hungry for answers to questions like, why is God doing this to us? The liberal agendas in today's churches have given birth to thousands of souls who no longer know right from wrong. The standard of immorality so commonly accepted has left them confused as to why God would even punish them. After all, we're good people. We go to church and pay our tithes. Why is this happening to us? God help us in ministry if we have not called sin, sin, but glossed it over to please the crowds and pay the bills. Lord, have you something to say? Beloved heart dwellers, people of my own heart, what is being allowed is a must to break through to those who continue to say business as usual, even after each one of these signs from heaven, that something is terribly wrong. Desperately, we are trying to get the attention of those who have no conscience because they have been taught American cultural morals rather than Christian morals. People have made their culture their religion. What is happening now all over the earth is the consequence of permissive morality, which has left the earth swimming in filth and sin. I tell you the truth. If my Father in heaven did not allow this, the cosmos itself would bring upheaval. So wicked are the ways of immoral people. Do not ever doubt my love for you, my people. Though you do not understand at times why certain things must come to pass, never doubt that they are allowed for a much higher purpose. I have told you that revival will happen before the rapture because I need you to prepare to lay down your everyday agendas to make time to work in the fields, bringing in the harvest. As the familiar everyday events are suspended, more time is made for you to seek out your brother and sister and tell them of my great love. Are you prepared for this? Can you lay down the many things in your lives that have nothing to do with bringing my kingdom to earth and with saving souls? I want each one of you to search your heart and ask my Holy Spirit to help you recognize the opportunities I do indeed set before you. As things continue to heat up, there will be more and more of them. Go now and ponder these requests of mine, taking them to prayer each time you have the chance to share my love with a soul. Ask when you go out, Lord, help me to make a difference in someone's life today. This is a request I will surely fulfill. My blessing is upon you now to recognize that which will bring an eternal reward from that which is purely carnal and leave you penniless in heaven. Act on this knowledge, my loved ones. Do not be like those who hear the word, but don't go out into their father's field to gather the harvest. They say yes, but they don't go. But you be different. You prepare your hearts. Make time for souls. Study your scriptures. Spend time soaking with me. Let my love saturate you so that when you go out, you will spill out over others the very love that I've filled your heart with.